This weekend marks the opening of an exhibit at the Buffalo Bills Center of the West focusing on women throughout Wyoming. It showcases large-scale portraits and interviews with the women. The photographer, Lindsay Linton Buck, has traveled around the state to meet and learn their stories. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska sat down with the photographer and the two women co-curators of the exhibit, Karen McWhorter and Rebecca West, and asked what stood out about this collection of portraits.
And what I loved about Lindsay's selection is that these are the women that you wouldn't know about. I'd mention Lynette St. Clair. I've known Lynette for years, and she's an educator. She's from Wind River, and being with the Plains Indian Museum, she's the type of person that I have known, and I've appreciated her work and really admire what she's done with the language programs and her language app. But this is not the woman that most people know because she's very modest. She's typically not in the news, but she's done great work. That was the first name that I picked up on, but there's others like Lori Olson, the pilot, and so many other women that if it weren't for this project, I probably wouldn't know their names. There's many more out there, too, and I think that's what's exciting, too, is this is just the tip of the iceberg as far as women who are shaping the state and shaping the changing narrative of Wyoming.
I think, for me, the subjects collectively and individually, they represent this greater metaphor of the strength and capacity in our state. You know, I obviously can't showcase everyone, but by highlighting women that you have never heard of from some of these smaller towns. And I illuminate women who have been in the spotlight too. Marilyn Kyer, first female Supreme Court Justice, Affie Ellis, Wyoming State Senator. But it's really important for me to have that balance and show that contrast and also get into the fields and industries where the subjects, just by nature, you know, ranchers even, that they're not out in the spotlight. They are working on the land from dawn until dusk, and unless you're in their town or in their community or in their circle, you don't know about them, but they're making a great impact.
You all are women in Wyoming who are doing pretty cool things, and creating an exhibit like this and being women in Wyoming, I mean, did that give any more perspective to what this means for you personally?
For me, it is absolutely inspirational. Wyoming has allowed me the opportunity to grow in my career in a way that I don't think I would have been able to in another place. And I think that may be the case for many of these women, too. And so I truly, having gotten to know them through Lindsay's podcasts and photographs, I look up to all of them.
Karen and I are both from different locations, whereas Lindsay was born in Powell, Wyoming. What's appealing to me about this project is the fact that when I moved here, it was about 25 years ago, I feel like I did my growing up here as an adult and as a woman in Wyoming. It was a different lifestyle for me. It was something that meant a lot as far as being able to have freedom outdoors. It can be a confining atmosphere sometimes because we are isolated and we don't have a great diversity of people, of religions, etc. But it gave me a really good perspective on what it was like to be a good, kind human being at a different pace. And that's a big thing for me. And I look at the person that I was 25 years ago, and I'm so different because I've had time in this state. So I can only imagine what it would be like to grow up here, too. It must have been wonderful.
Well, I mean, you don't appreciate it, or at least I didn't. But coming back and especially building this exhibit from the project to the exhibition point and with this team, I mean, the word that I keep thinking of is it's been such an empowering process. And I do think, you know, that is a lot of why we are drawn to living here is there is a certain sense of you can create yourself and you have the power to do that.
How are you able to take Lindsay's work of photography and audio and make it interactive in an exhibit?
I think it's something that's needed to happen for a long time. We should have done this a lot sooner. It's pretty exciting that we've put these works up on the wall, and each and every one has a QR code. You can listen to the podcast that Lindsay's put together as part of the creation. But another interactive that's going on is the, I guess we could call it the story phone or the story hotline, where
that's good. I love that.
So there's a couple prompts, and visitors can come in and to tell about a woman that's inspiring to them. And we're recording that, and we're going to be gathering this information for the life of the exhibit. And that is something that makes the exhibit changing and flowing as the months go by, because we don't know what we're going to get. And that changes the meaning of the photographs. It can change the tone of the conversation, and it also changes a lot of the content that we have. And I have to tell you, I've been standing in the space as we've been installing the exhibit. I found myself at times just almost moved to tears, because I've read these labels and I've looked at the portraits, but when you keep looking at this over and over again, it's overwhelming how much these women have done. And I'm just hoping that feeling transfers to other people.
Do you think it helps that the portraits are so big?
I mean, it really gives these women the presence that they deserve. And it also just fills the space with color and spirit. I love the choice of having them large scale.
Yeah, I gotta go big. We're in Wyoming, honey.
Yeah.
I also do think it speaks to Wyoming and the scale of our state, just that spaciousness and sort of that like awe-inspiring quality that so many of us feel by being rooted here.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.